It's been a big year for Fun, the band. This song, We Are Young, it's been a number one hit, and it's been six consecutive weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Earlier this spring, lead singer Nate Roos told NPR's Guy Raz how he landed a meeting with some hotshot producer and showed off the song's catchy chorus on the spot in the producer's New York hotel room.
I sang it to him. His jaw just, like, dropped. So I set the world on fire. And he had to go to the studio. We had to go to the studio either the next day or the day after that. It was so surreal for me. This whole entire year has just been that. No, I know that I'm not
all that you got. Now, Fun has taken their mega hit on tour so far this month. They've played Bonnaroo. They sold out shows in St. Louis, Cleveland, and New York. Next Friday, they'll take the stage at Milwaukee's Summerfest. Now, throughout the summer, we're going to check in with Fun to see what life is like on the road, not just for the band members, but the huge company of traveling techs, drivers, roadies, marketers, and fans who move a band across the country, show to show, stage to stage. But we begin this week with Fun's Nate Roos. He joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You've played some pretty big dates so far. New York, Cleveland, St. Louis. Any high points?
It's been a wild summer. I mean, the crazy thing is the tour has really started in February, and we haven't been home since. So everything's felt unbelievable, and I think Bonnaroo was something that we're not used to playing festivals yet, and that was something that was pretty magical.
What's important to you when you're on the road?
It's important that I get time to run, to just go for a jog for about 30 minutes. It helps with my voice, but it also kind of gives me a little bit of time to myself, and you get to see a city.
Do you do anything to take care of your voice?
Yeah. I try and get about 8 hours of sleep every single night, and I like to think that I drink more water than anyone ever. I guess we did once. We learned about this college game called Flip Cup.
I don't know it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like this game where it requires you to chug alcohol, but in our case, like, we did it with water. And there came a point when we were playing the game when everybody was, like, so waterlogged, and that allowed me to persevere above everybody else, because I think I'm a camel in that regard.
Let me ask you about some of your fellow travelers, if you please.
Yes.
Shane, the guitar tech?
Yeah. Shane was someone that was referred to, had never been on tour before, but just wanted to get into it. He's actually like a technician, like works on Mercedes and things like that. And he looked like a pirate. So it was a little weird for the first, I would say, the first like 2 weeks getting used to this guy. And one day we were talking about working out and wanting to get in shape, and Shane had mentioned that his mom was a personal trainer, so we asked him to put us on some sort of like dietary plan as well as like a workout regimen. For 3 weeks he put us through hell, and we really got to know him, and he was still learning his craft, but to us it was like, no matter what happens, this guy is with us forever. He's one of my favorite people in the entire world.
Nate Roos is a lead singer of Fun. Thanks so much. Happy trails.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to check in with guitar technician and aerobics instructor, whatever he does, Shane Tim, in a few weeks. We follow Fun and their backstage crew on their summer tour. Meantime, you can get a little bit of the live Fun experience on our website. You can see photos of the band and listen to a full concert recorded last month in Washington, D.C. That's all to be found at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.